here's a story from The World.
President Biden has said he wants to pause deportations of undocumented immigrants until the current process is reviewed. Despite this, deportations are continuing. At the same time, many immigrants are getting some relief, people like Alex Garcia from Honduras. Garcia lived in sanctuary at a church in Maplewood, Missouri for more than 3 years. Last week, he left the grounds of the old brick Christ Church. That's because Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said he's no longer a priority for deportation. Alex Garcia joins us now. You spent this weekend, Alex, the first weekend in more than 3 years with your wife and children outside of the church. What did that feel like? Was that the first time you'd actually seen them in 3 years?
It felt great. Amazing. It just felt really good to smell the freedom, and so happy just to see the support from all the people. In fact, what it bring me to tears is seeing how many people support me and my family.
Was that the first time you'd actually seen them in 3 years?
We was just spending time inside the church.
So you had seen them a few times inside the church.
Inside the church, yeah. But outside, that was my first weekend.
So when you left the church last week, Alex, what was the first thing you did with your kids? What was the first thing you told them, and what did you do together?
The kid was so excited. So the first thing they told me, so we can go to the park? And I say yes. And they were so excited. And yeah, we went to ice cream shop and we get ice cream and went to the park, and that was amazing.
That must have been some of the best tasting ice cream ever, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Alex, what was it like actually living in the sanctuary of the church for 3.5 years? What did you do to keep yourself busy?
I just always was trying to fixing, painting, just to keep my mind busy, just to try to ignore my anxiety, my sad part.
What kind of things did you paint?
Paint the church, facing cracks in the walls. Yeah, and then the church have a kitchen that they rent to catering, food trucks. I was helping them too. So that's how keep my life, those 3.5 years busy.
Where in the church did you actually live? I mean, what was your accommodation like?
I was living in the basement.
Presumably, you were able to kind of look out windows from time to time and see the world outside.
Yeah, that's how I was going upstairs and see from there outside. And I want to go outside, but I always have the fear that they might any moment they're going to pick me up, and now I'll be able to see my family. That was my fear.
Were you watching the news, the headlines about the election and whether Trump might be reelected?
That was scary. That was scary for me because being with him, it was no chance. I was praying that Mr. President Biden win, and he did. And that was, to me, it was a relief.
You have family in Honduras. I gather you've been in touch with your mother there. You haven't seen her in a long time.
I haven't seen them by 20 or 21 years. I haven't seen my parents.
Wow. What have your conversations recently been with her like? What is she telling you?
She always gave me hope. She always keep my dad in the keep that hope.
And you've spoken with your mother since you left the church last week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's really happy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now she's seeing it soon. I can go see her.
You will go to Honduras to visit her sometime soon?
Yeah. I hope when I get my permanent protection.
Alex, have you thought about what's next for you?
My plan in the future, get my permanent protection. I want to be a USA citizen so I can see my kid growing up. That's what I'm fighting for.
So I know you can breathe easier now. ICE says you're no longer a priority for deportation, but are all your concerns about getting deported, are they finished? Do you worry that you could still get deported?
I'm still have the fear that they can change their mind and they decide to come pick me up. I'm still have that little fear. I'm not completely free yet.
Alex Garcia recently left Sanctuary from a church in Missouri where he lived for more than 3 years. Alex, thank you very much for speaking with us today, and thank you for talking about your experience. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.